The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy, broker, Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay, do you want to say something before we get started?
Yeah, September 11th has just passed a few days ago, and I want to take this time to remember what happened 14 years ago. At that time, I was a member of the New York City Fire Department. And I think it's important that we never, ever forget what happened that day. I mean, people across the country, because they weren't so personally touched by it, they tend to forget it, you know, and just see it as a blip on the radar. But I think we have to remember what happened that day, all the people that lost their lives. It was just a terrible day. My life is defined as before September 11, 2001, and after September 11, 2001. And I want to thank all the military, everybody who's out there who's volunteered and stepped up for service. And I want to take this time to remember that we got to be vigilant, because if we're not vigilant, you know, those who don't know about history are doomed to repeat it. So let's not forget what happened that terrible day.
Thank you, Pat. And I know it's a tough time of year for you, and it always will be. So everybody that is here from September 11th that survived, we always keep them in our thoughts and prayers. And of course, for those victims that lost their lives that day, it was a very devastating day for the United States of America, all of us.
Yes.
We are here on the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
All right. Now I got to change gears. During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. If you want to suggest a topic that we haven't covered, send it to us. Maybe we'll cover it. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, check out the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and click on that and see what's happening at Dunmore Corners.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to the archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. We have a fabulous discussion on the agenda today. We have Dennis Bartuska from Newberry Services. Good morning, Dennis.
Hello. How are you doing?
What's your official title, please?
Well, I guess I'm officially client services, but I'll get into this in a little bit. A family business. We're sort of a jack of all trades. They do a lot of different things back with the company.
Newberry Services provides alarm systems, security systems, phone systems.
Yeah, we do. Newberry Services was founded in 1970 by Granville Miller and his wife, Janet. Right now, the company is owned and operated by President and CEO Mark Miller, who is the son of Granville and Janet. So this is actually our 45th year in business. So we've been around a long time, and it's still a family business.
I reached out to several companies for this radio show, and I'm familiar with your company because you've provided services for both our residential and commercial properties over the years. And we knew that you were in business for a very long time, and we like the services that you provided. And there's something that comes with dealing with a smaller company. I know that sometimes the larger companies, people get lost in the shuffle, and that's why we handpicked and selected you for this radio show. Why do people need home security systems?
That's one of the first thing that somebody might ask, or somebody might think of, oh, I don't need a security system. Oh, it's safe. My house. I lock my door. I close my windows. I've never been broken into before. But if you look at the statistics, and I pulled a couple reports off of the internet, but there are actually over 2 million home burglaries reported in the U.S. each year. Now, that's what's reported. What you see when you pick up the papers, you'll see a very small percentage of this was broken into, or that, and so on and so forth. But if you break it down, that's actually within the United States, that's 6,000 burglaries a day throughout the country.
So you're more likely to get broken into than win the lottery, I guess. Is that what you're saying? Well, the odds are against you.
I haven't won the lottery, and yeah. I haven't been broken into either. But yeah, they're actually, if you look at the statistics on it too, 73% of break-ins are actually residential. They're actually homes, where the other 27% is commercial. But homes that have a security system are actually three times less likely to be broken into than ones that don't.
If I'm a burglar and I pull up and I see the sign in front of the house protected by Newberry Services and I'm a burglar, I might think to try the neighbor who doesn't have the sign in front of the house.
So there have been a lot of reports and a lot of studies done on these, and you could look on the internet. There's all kind of studies and statistics, but it is a staggering figure of break-ins and things. And I think, and I can't say especially in our area, but you hear a lot more about that in Northeast Pennsylvania now than ever.
I have some stats too that I pulled. Every 13 seconds, a home intrusion is committed. So they figure about 30% of all burglaries are through an open or unlocked door. Renters are just as likely to be victims of property crime as homeowners. Homes without security systems are up to 300% more likely to be broken into. 2.5 plus million home intrusions are committed each year. Only 17% of the homes in U.S. have a security system.
Jackie, you had a friend, right? He was sitting in his house one day, and somebody just walked right into the house.
They do check. It's common, and this is the material I've also pulled off the internet. They usually, intruders, thieves, burglars, whatever you want to call them, because we do have to be politically correct, right?
No, we don't.
Yes.
Oh, the dirtbags.
Okay. They do try doors, and most are likely to go in through an open door.
Yeah, it's a crime of opportunity.
Back doors, open doors.
Right. If I can find a door that's open, I'd rather go through that than kick one in.
One thing that's interesting is that most break-ins occur during daylight hours when people are away at work or at school. The average says between 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock are the most common times that burglars are. You'd think, oh, it'd be 3 o'clock in the morning.
You would think.
No, everybody's home.
I would think
everybody's
that, right.
home at 3 in the morning.
And through a locked door, what happens is a lot of times somebody will come to the door, knock on the door. If nobody answers, then they'll kick the door in. You do hear of breaking windows and coming in through a skylight and stuff like that. But most burglaries are just right through the front door or back door. It's less suspicious. Knock on the door a couple times, nobody answers, kick it in.
Who commits these crimes and why? Believe it or not, the perpetrators are usually male under 25 years of age.
No surprises there.
Mm-hmm. And as Dennis just mentioned, they usually occur in the daytime. And it's people that have a routine day after day that are most susceptible. July and August are the most frequent months for break-ins. February is the least frequent for home break-ins.
Because they leave footprints in the snow, maybe?
Maybe.
A little too cold out,
yeah,
right?
Too cold, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I think it's important. We have a security system. My mother has a security system. We believe in security systems, and we think that that's important. So it doesn't have to always be a sophisticated burglar alarm system or security system. And I think people think that the cost to not only install these systems, but also to maintain them monthly, there's a fee that's usually involved here that they don't feel that maybe that it's financially feasible for their household budget.
There's all kind of statistics on how much an alarm system costs versus the losses that may encounter in a break-in. And I didn't even bother to write those down. But the loss in a break-in is way more than you would have paying for your security system and maintenance over 10, 20 years, whatever it might be. Again, every case is different, so that would definitely vary. But one thing, people have a resistance to security system, and I don't know if it's because the loud siren or the fact that they can alert police, and we could talk about that more in a little bit as far as getting the calls to the police versus just having a local siren. But I'll use my mom as an example. Hi, Mom, if you're listening, by the way. A couple years ago, there were a couple big break-ins, especially one around Thanksgiving time. So my brothers and sisters and I got together and discussed getting a security system for her. We didn't really want to bring it up to her because she would say, oh, no, I don't need one. This isn't necessary. I don't have anything. And even, you know, a couple of my brothers were, well, she probably wouldn't use it and so on. Anyway, we went and did it anyway. But when she found out we were doing this, she said, well, I don't have anything anybody would want. But it's not really what you have. It's what somebody might think you have. They don't know what's in your house. They're looking for a quick grab and go, you know? So it's just one more thing that gives her a little bit of a peace of mind. Being home alone, she doesn't have anyone, you know, to watch out for and so on and so forth. So the security system actually, I like to say, helps her sleep better at night.
It helps you sleep better at night knowing that your mom's protected.
Yeah, and my brothers, you know, there was a little bit of resistance at first. Oh, she's not going to use it. She won't turn it on and so forth. But as of the first day that we put it in, she's been using it all the time. She puts it on when she's home. You know, if she's downstairs or something like that, down in the basement, she'll put it on. So she has been using it. She feels comfortable with it. And the resistance wasn't there. So I think a lot of people try to avoid something new, something technological. And although there is a lot of technology in these security systems today with computers and so on and so forth, the operation is really quite simple for most of them. There's, and we'll talk again later about all the different things you can do and maybe just the basic things that you would want to do just to protect yourself.
According to the FBI, the average dollar loss per burglary in the United States is $2,200, and that amount far exceeds the cost of a basic home security system and doesn't include the emotional damage a break-in inflicts. In fact, I talk about this often, and the last time we had a guest was the Dunmore police chief in, and I talk about I had a break-in and with a person I was with, a friend I was living with in an apartment in Scranton, and when I was 20 years old, and emotionally, it damaged me for many, many years. I still don't think I'm entirely over it, but for years it was devastating to me.
I mean, I can imagine. I've never had that experience, but I can imagine just hearing noises in the night. If you had been broken into or something, just hearing a noise in the night, you would wonder. And, you know, I've never had this experience. But I don't think that would be too comfortable. That would cut into my sleeping time.
Well, we know people that have systems that have installed them because they were, for one reason or another, felt that it was necessary, but then got away from it. It was too much of a pain, you know, to turn it on, turn it off, the cat, the dog, the children, this, that, and the other thing. And so if it just becomes routine, like brushing your teeth, it's no big deal.
Well, technology has changed enough to make some very simple to work. You know, one button, a code, and we could discuss that in a little bit too, as far as how they are. But, and I won't say this, but if my mom got the hang of it so quickly, you know, and if she can do it, anybody can, is my point.
Okay, we're having a great discussion. We'll continue it after our break. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very nice bi-level home, a four-bedroom, three-bath home at 100 South Kaiser Avenue in Taylor for $159,000. This home sits on a half-acre lot with a large front yard, and the back of the property is the golf course, so you don't have to worry about neighbors behind you. This home is in move-in condition. It has fresh paint, all new carpets. It also has a garage and a two-car carport. It has updated baths. It's move-in. It's perfect. Just bring your furniture and go right in. That's a four-bedroom, three-bath home on a half acre with a garage at 100 South Kaiser Avenue in Taylor for $159,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Today with us is Dennis Bartuska from Newberry Services. May I have the contact information for your company, please? Website and phone.
Well, our website is newberryservices.com, N-E-W-B-E-R-R-Y, services, S-E-R-V-I-C-E-S.com. It's all one word. And we can be reached by phone at 570-824-5758.
Thank you, Dennis. We will return with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker, in a few moments. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Okay.
We have with us Dennis Bartuska from Newberry Service. Good morning, sir.
Hello again.
Thanks for being with us. According to the FBI, home break-ins are the most common threat to our home. In the U.S., a home burglary occurs every 13 seconds. And there's a way that we can prevent becoming a victim. And that way is why you are here today, is to install a security alarm system. One of the services that Newberry Services provides, correct?
That's correct. I mean, other than we do security systems. And when you talk about security systems, we've been talking so far mostly about a burglary system. But in a little while, I want to also talk about protecting your home and yourself with fire devices, which can be tied into these. I want to talk a little bit about video security, which is up and coming. And there's a lot of advances in that. But right now, what we were saying was, do I really need a security system? You know, do I need to look into this a little bit more? And I think the answer, you know, would be a yes, of course. In this day and age, and I think I brought that up earlier too, in this day and age, you just hear more and more about break-ins and burglaries, and just pick up the paper and take a look. But once you decide you want more information, once you decide you might want to look into a security system, how do you choose somebody? That was what I was going to bring up next. How do you choose from all of the hype and all of the ads that you see in the newspapers and on the radio and so on and so forth? And my first thought when somebody asked me that was, you go with somebody you can trust. And how do you know who you can trust? Well, you do your homework, you go out, you do some research, you get people to come to the house. I kind of compare this, buying this service or getting a security system as if you were to buy something else. If you were to buy merchandise, if you were to buy furniture, if you were to buy a new car, I was talking to somebody yesterday about a mattress. They said, well, how do you know what to buy when you go for a mattress? It's the same thing. How do you know what to buy when you go to a security company? Are you going to go to somebody that's going to try and sell you what they think you should have, or are they going to sell you what you really need? So every house is different. So I think it's important that you do some research and find somebody that you can trust.
Security systems come with a variety of features to suit almost any budget, from basic systems, and then you could go very high tech with surveillance from a tablet or a smartphone. And you know what you're talking about is tailoring this to fit someone's needs and budget.
You can do all of that with surveillance from the cell phone and the tablet and all of that stuff?
Exactly. The security system started at a very basic level where you would have, you know, your main control panel, keypad, and the sensors that are needed. There's really two ways that people design, or that we design security systems as to what people want. Some people want to be protected while they're in their own home. In other words, you set the alarm system while you're home, and you know, even at night, a break-in would say, you know, would set off the alarm, the police would be notified if that's how it's set up and so on. But the most basic is to protect your possessions, your belongings while you're away. So, which of course you could do with the first system I was talking about, you could protect yourself and your possessions, but some people would just want to protect the contents of the home, let's say.
The property.
The property as far as collections. I don't know if you have valuables and so on and so forth. It can be set up to just protect that way. That's the most basic, but I think a combination of both usually works for most people.
Favorite items from, this is from the FBI, favorite items that thieves look for: cash, jewelry, laptops, guns, digital cameras, small electronics like iPads, GPS, PDAs, all that kind of stuff. And 85% of the break-ins are from non-professionals that are desperate and dangerous.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I think the drugs are behind a lot of this. I see it. People's cars in the neighborhood are constantly being broken into.
But to the point that Dennis just mentioned, many people feel that when they take a trip, go on a vacation, that's the time to set the security alarm, not so much day to day. But in this, I think it's becoming increasingly apparent that we need them every day, 24 hours a day,
right,
in the world we live in.
Most of the systems now, are they wireless or are they wired or combination?
Once again, a combination. It depends on the situation. And when we come in, we'll look at what you have. In new home construction, we're going to try to run wires, as long as the walls are open and the spaces we can get to. In an existing home, that becomes nearly impossible. In the olden days, they had to tear out walls, rip out the drywall to run wires. The new systems all have the combination, the ability to do both. So what we would do would be to, and again, depending on the level of protection, I'll just use that as a general overall, because you can arm every window in the house, you can arm every door in the house, you can go crazy and make your house like Fort Knox. That's usually not necessary. There are main things that we like to cover when we come into each house. So the answer to that is really a combination. We would wire what was easily wired, but you don't want to spend, 3 days in a residence trying to wire something.
So we want to get you in and out.
Your wireless devices are, they are great anymore. They are so much more reliable too. In the olden days, 5-10 years ago, actually wireless wasn't as, as advanced. It wasn't as common, but it wasn't as advanced as it is today. So there's a lot more coming into the wireless, but really we do a little bit of both on every system.
Speaking of wireless, which is the best way to contact the central monitoring? Is it to use a cell phone or is it to use a landline?
All right, central station monitoring is an option on all systems. Some people, central station monitoring means that what would happen in case of a break-in is, first of all, the client gives us a list of how they want this set up. So if there is a break-in at your home, normally the way it's set up is the police aren't notified and aren't banging on your door in a few minutes. Normally there's a notification or two numbers that we will call, that which is set up by the client. We would call your home number if you set it off accidentally, which does happen.
A lot.
Well, I don't know about a lot.
No, I set mine off a lot.
Well, then the central station, if you have central station monitoring, they'll call you, ask if everything's all right. We'll set up a keyword, a password in advance that you will know, and central station will have it on record. So that way, if you do set it off accidentally, the first call goes to your house phone, let's say. You go over and you pick it up, they'll ask if everything's all right. If it's not, you could tell them please send the police, of course. But if everything's, oh yeah, it was just a false alarm, they'll ask you for your password, and no harm done. If they don't get a hold of anyone at that first number, we can maybe call your cell phone secondly. If you're not home, you can say, oh, I'm not home, nobody's supposed to be there, please dispatch the police, or, we could set it up that way. The third call might go right to the police or fire, and we can discuss that in a few minutes too about adding fire protection to these systems. But the third call then would go to the police or so on. And then after that, there can be a fourth call, a fifth call, a sixth call to let somebody else know on this list that the police have been dispatched. But not all systems have to have central station monitoring. I think it's a very good idea, but you can have a very basic system that just has, you know, a siren that would go off. The disadvantage to that is it's easy for somebody to take a baseball bat and knock the speaker off the wall. And if you don't have anybody to hear the siren, it's not really going to do much good. So central station monitoring, and we'll talk prices a little bit later, how much, because that's always a big thing. How much does a security system cost? Is this going to, you know, set me back, you know, hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars? And again, that depends on how deluxe we go. But central station monitoring is really something that's a good idea with these systems.
All right. So which is better, the have the cellular or the landline?
That's where we were going
with this. That was the question. Yeah.
That was a question. I started talking and forgot about the question. The answer to that is actually both. They both have their advantages and disadvantages. A long time ago, before cell systems, everything went out on the phone lines, right? Now, phone lines can drop out or be cut, so...
Right, yeah, they're going to come up and cut my phone lines, because I have some, such valuable stuff.
Sometimes that's
actually...
don't have
anything.
But they don't know that.
Yeah, they don't.
That's the thing I said before. It's not what you have, it's what people think you have.
Yeah, I'm from New York, I'm paranoid.
Yeah, well, the landlines in some houses might be underground, might not be easily accessible. So you can't say that anybody's phone... My phone line comes into my house 30 feet in the air. I don't think anybody, unless they got a ladder to get out and cut the phone line, they couldn't really do it at my house. But the phone line is normally the primary. And if the phone line drops out or gets cut, it would go out over the cell towers. Now, a lot of people don't have landlines anymore. Therefore, the cell can be made a primary alarm communicator as well. So each situation, again, is a little bit different. I would recommend, if you still have a landline, do the landline as a primary and do the cell as a backup.
Well, cell service can be temperamental.
Well, that's true, too. And you see that driving around. Your cells drop out and so on and so forth.
Yeah, but if you have both, I can't see.
That's right. Great. I mean, I wouldn't rely. I don't think I'm the type of person that would totally rely on a cell service. Right.
Especially if the fire alarm goes off.
That's just me.
One other thing with monitored systems, and every insurance company is different, but most insurance companies will save, and the average is 15 to 20% on your homeowner's insurance by having a monitored security system. So that alone can pay for at least a good portion of the monthly monitoring charges. But it's all different with every insurance company. So if you're interested in looking at an alarm system, maybe give your insurance company a call. Say, hey, how much discount would I get by doing this? Because it can add up to cover a lot of the costs.
And what are we talking about, a monthly service fee? Average
monthly service fees vary depending on companies, so that's where a little bit more research comes in. Our company is less than $20 a month for monitoring Berg and fire, so they can range anywhere from $20. I've heard as much as $75-$90 a month from some companies. So if we're talking prices,
that's half of what we were paying when we signed up with one of these big guys. That's half.
Well, and that's why I tell everybody to look, because at $19.95 a month, what we do, and again, you have to look at all these companies saying free this, free that, free install, free.
Nothing's free.
Nothing's free. If you add up the costs over how long you're going to be in your house, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, it really is of a benefit to extend the cost out over time and exactly see how much it's going to cost in the long run.
Thank you, Dennis. Dennis Pertuska from Newberry Services. Your contact information is 570-824-5758 by phone. And your website is www.newberryservices.com. Newberry, N-E-W-B-E-R-R-Y, services.com. Pat?
Yes, we have an updated three-bedroom, two-bath home at 2703 South Webster Avenue in Scranton for $109,000. This home has a brand-new kitchen with a tile floor. The baths are brand new with tile floors. It has hardwood floors and it is freshly painted. The family room is in the finished lower level and it has a one-car garage and it has plenty of off-street parking. This is a lot of house for not a lot of money. That's an updated 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with a new kitchen and baths at 2703 South Webster Avenue in Scranton for $109,000. And that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
And we'll have you back next week, Dennis Partuska from Newberry Services, okay?
That'd be great.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.